This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
TJ Watt, after our show yesterday, who's a great player. He's an absolutely great player. There's no disputing that. Deserves the money. Happy for him. Three-year deal, $123 million extension. So this goes back to great player deserves the money. I don't question the player. I question the direction of the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's not the talent of J.J. Watt. It's how they prioritize defense. And frankly, their defense isn't that good. Four straight years, it's been out of the top 10 in total defense. If you go to talk playoffs, because that's all that matters in this sport, January, if you go look at the last five playoff games for the Pittsburgh Steelers, they've given up 28, 31, 42, 48, and 45. They give up 40 points a game. So like they're spending all this money on the wrong side of the ball, and they're not dominant. Well, they've gotten better on defense and they've gotten worse on offense because the league's changed. They are completely dysfunctional on offense. Last year, this is hard to do. They were 29th in the red zone. How? They could play Najee Harris, Pickens, Russell Wilson, one of the best young centers in the league. They were 29th in the red zone. They were 27th best offensive line. It's almost impossible. So when I look at Pittsburgh, my take is, don't hate the player. Hate the direction. Hate what they prioritized. Why can't they watch the Rams and the Niners and the Lions and the Chiefs and the Eagles and the Bills? Keep your defense cheap and young. Pay one great defensive player. I'd be all for paying J.J. Watt this. If the rest of your cap was on offense and you had an elite quarterback and an elite left tackle, and an elite running back. The Steelers need a more balanced football diet. The league went into protein, and they're all carbs.
That last part very resonant with me as I am cutting back the carbs yet again and trying to cut up for the rest of the summer and get lean with the protein. PM team, happy Friday to you. Hope you had a good one. Hope you're, well, I would say I hope you've got golf plans, but unless you went out like yours truly did very early this morning and played, you're probably not going to make it on today, or you're going to be fighting the raindrops. Don't worry, I played like crap. Coward is very funny, isn't he? Coward spinning forward the story on TJ Watt. If you do want to get involved with today's show and you do want to sound off on whether you like the deal or not for TJ Watt yesterday, feel free to do that, because that's still going to be evergreen. 412-928-9370. That's the fan text line and, of course, our phone number here. And it's brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. If you haven't had a chance to sound off and you want to, you can do that. You know where I stand on it. My basic take on the contract itself, don't begrudge the player at all. Good for TJ Watt. Got what he felt like he was worth. Didn't love it as a business move by the Steelers. Think it's bad business. Coward is the golf equivalent, since we've got the Open Championship on, of a guy in the radio business who is very good, very accomplished, does something that I think is very, very difficult to do, does a, even with a big research team, Don, does a national show every day. How many hours? Two or three it is now at this point?
Three.
Three. I think he used to do four maybe at ESPN, but he does a solo show, and yes, he's got the guest booking and all that stuff, and he's got all the connections, and so to a certain degree, it's a little bit easier. And he has that Jason McIntyre guy on at times as a sounding board. But by and large, Cowherd can still go as a solo host. Hard to do. He could do it 300 days a year or whatever the heck it would be, 270 days a year. So he's like the golf equivalent of Scottie Scheffler, with one notable exception. It's if Scottie Scheffler struggled badly on 12-inch putts. How many times did he call him J.J. Watt just in that little version of the clip that I chopped up? Two or three? It's TJ.
At least two.
You got it half right. If you say J.J., you still got it 50% right, but that's a pretty easy distinction to remember. Thought that was funny. Always think that's funny. Cowherd has a habit of doing that. Very reasoned, well-thought-out, well-conceived take with usually a funny tie-in, or I guess it would be an allegory, perhaps, to real life, maybe a metaphor, and then he'll biff the name of the person he's talking about. But I think that's a good spin forward to start today. I think that's a good place to take the show to start here on a Friday in the summer, where we had our week of what we assumed would be minimal headlines interrupted by a major move by the Steelers, getting their best player on the defensive side of the ball, at least by reputation. I thought Cam Hayward was better last year. That's neither here nor there. Locked up to a deal that makes him happy. We'll have him showing up on time, and we'll have him in the right frame of mind. I think it's a good spin forward on this. And I think Colin Cowherd there, I played a minute 45 of that. It was about a 2.5, almost 3-minute clip. I played it for you to start the show because I think he's right. And I think that one of the things that I got lost in the shuffle with yesterday, I mean, it was react to the news in real time. Certainly wanted to just get basic thoughts about player and basic thoughts about the deal and the team's decision to do it out on paper. But it seems now like it was definitely more fait accompli that they were going to do something like this. I think the direction that he has taken it now is 100% true. This is a team that with this deal, and one of the things that you could argue is, well, where else were they going to spend the money? Of course they were going to give him that money. But it is a continuation of what has been a theme for a while now under Mike Tomlin, a theme that has stretched out over two different GM regimes, the old one and the new one, that has been Tomlin and Art Rooney the second centric. Everybody else that's good, that's worth their salt in the NFL, they spend on defense. Or spend on offense, excuse me. Their defenses are young and cheap. And if they do a good job drafting, good. No team is going to be spending more on defense, a higher percentage of their cap per spot rack. I just looked it up before the show. Then the Steelers. They're spending 49% of their dollars this year. Their cap percentage on defense. The Eagles, by contrast, just to point them out, reigning Super Bowl champions, guys who do it the right way, GM and Howie Roseman, who's a big smart guy. Check out the big brain on Howie. When I looked at their percentage, it was 20. They're an extreme. They do everything right. But most teams in the league that are good seem to be doing it in the 30-ish percentage range. They're certainly not spending basically 50-50 defense to offense, which makes sense, I think, in the NFL. It's an offensive league. The rules, as we have many times lamented in this defense-first city, where guys like James Harrison were the trailblazers at getting fined for illegal hits to the head, defense has been legislated mostly out of the game. You're never going to see a game that is played legally, that is played without flags, that resembles the 2008 AFC title game. Violence like an Extreme Rules John Cena-Brock Lesnar match. Hello, Donnie. Violence, really wanton violence. The league doesn't want that. They want offense. The league wants Patrick Mahomes upright, able-bodied, and playing late into the season. They don't want Josh Allen to get concussed. They don't want Lamar Jackson hurt when it comes to be playoff time. And the Steelers continue to swim against the current with this move. They continue to allocate big dollars to that side of the ball. They continue to do so for the foreseeable future. And while the counterargument is, well, aren't you supposed to load up? You've got a quarterback on a cheap deal. Next year, you're going to have presumably your quarterback of the future on a cheap rookie deal. Why wouldn't you do this? I'd agree. I'd say, yes, you should spend money elsewhere. You just shouldn't constantly be spending it on defensive players. And that's what they're doing. And that's what they have done. Because and I think it's still a through line. And I think this signing, this extension, is still sort of a sign that they think, in a year where they're supposed to be quote-unquote all-in, they can win it this way. They can do it this way. They're going to keep doing it this way. TJ Watt is the $41 million man. TJ Watt is the highest paid player on the team. We can work with that. We'll find the other stuff in the margins. And think of how silly that sounds, knowing what we know about the Steelers. They're not very ahead of the times offensively. They can't afford to skimp and say, well, we're so far ahead with how we do everything on the offensive side, we can afford to plug and play. No, they need to do the opposite. They need to get guys who are so overwhelmingly talented, that they surmount a bad scheme or a mediocre scheme. I think Arthur Smith is a slightly above average offensive coordinator, maybe. They don't have a visionary back there, and yet they continue to spend on the other side of the ball. And Coward's right. They're not even that good in the games that count, in the games that are supposed to count, the playoff games. 41 points per game on average they've given up. Offense has helped them with some bad stuff in some of those games. Defense has more than done its share or not done its share to put up that big average. So they are doubling down, tripling down, whatever you want to call it, saying, yes, we love TJ Watt. That was yesterday's narrative. They love Watt. They believe in Watt. They think Watt's best days are still to come. And they're also saying to you, hey, you think we shouldn't spend on defense as much as we do. We disagree. We beg to differ. This is the side of the ball that we should be prioritizing. This is the side of the ball that's our bread and butter. Sure, the bread is moldy and the butter seems to have gone rancid by the time the playoffs roll around, but it's bread and butter nonetheless, and we're going to eat it. So I think what Colin Coward said there, that resonates with me. I think he's one of the best to do this job. I think he knows how to structure an argument. I think he knows how to do some analytical thought. I think he was right on the money there. Did I outsource it for myself on a Friday? Maybe. But he's making another good point. What do you make of the Steelers' continued focus on spending on the defensive side of the ball? Because $108 million guaranteed just went to a defensive player again. They have the highest cap percentage allocated to their defense this year. Again. The team that just won the Super Bowl has the lowest percentage allocated to their defense heading into this season. Huh. Isn't that funny? Are you okay with this Steelers approach continuing where the defensive side of the ball gets to be is prioritized and the offense, they continue to just say, eh, we'll try to figure it out. 412-928-9370. You want to sound off on TJ Watt's deal itself, you can still do that. 412-928-9370. And on Twitter, at 937TheFan. It's brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. I do want to start with Dave today in North Huntington to talk about all of this. The Watt deal, what Coward just said about it, the idea of the Steelers still being all about their defense above all else and spending on it like nobody else does in the NFL despite, you know, not getting any results. Hello, Dave.
Hey, how you doing? So here's what I'm hoping. So I kind of I like the contract that it's only 3 years, but here's the thing. Who after what now is left that might be a big contract hit since they did Cam last year or him this year?
On either side of the ball?
On defense. No, just on defense. Is there anyone like really left that's coming up?
Now that they traded Minka, yeah. I mean, Ramsey still makes a good chunk of change, obviously. I don't anticipate Jalen Ramsey being a longtime Steeler. I think that'll be a couple of years probably, and then he's gonna be they're gonna move on mutually. That's a good question. If Joey Porter Jr. Had a monster year and looked suddenly like the best, one of the best corners in the AFC or the entire league. I think he's an above average player. I think he had a bad second year. I was disappointed by him last year. If he made a leap, which can happen, that is the position where you would spend the money because that's a valuable commodity in the NFL. If you have a real number one, if you have a Sauce Gardner, you pay them like you think that they are valuable. Right. So that would be the place. Right. But as it stands right now, Dave, to answer your question, I don't see anybody.
No. Okay, so good. So here's what I'm hoping is maybe, well, it's a big hope, that maybe they'll freaking wake up, you know, this would be the last big one they do, which I can understand what. He's still kind of young. It's going to be 31, three-year contract. They did Cam last year. Maybe they'll wake up and start spending some money on offense because this doesn't kill them with the cap. moving forward. So maybe next year, if they can draft an elite quarterback, if they don't, maybe they'll actually spend money on some additional weapons and things like that and start moving that way.
I got to let you go. There's one thing, what Dave just said there, he hopes they start spending on offense soon. There's a thought I have on that. And then there's a thought I have on this continued focus on defense. And yes, you might not be shocked to find out it does come back to Mike Tomlin.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Friday PM team on a rainy Friday. Looks like my weather forecast a little off yesterday. A little scattered stuff coming through the area. Keeping an eye on the Open Championship. Scottie Scheffler lurking, to say the least. Kind of getting, not boring because it's awesome to watch that guy, but kind of getting to be a little bit ridiculous that now he just feels like whenever a tournament really matters, he's going to be very much in it. Getting vibes, getting baby Tiger Woods vibes from Scottie Scheffler now as far as level of dominance and exertion of control over his peers. Colin Cowherd says Steelers are still eating carbs while the NFL has switched to protein, says loves the TJ Watt deal from TJ Watt's standpoint, thinks the player's worth the money. He and I are a little bit differing on that. But he really saved his ire or his criticism for the team and just said, when are they going to start spending on offense? Two thoughts on that. We had David North Huntington start the show, and he said, hey, listen, maybe they don't have anybody that's logically up for a big contract on that side of the ball. Maybe then they'll start spending more on skill guys and everything else. Maybe. Here's the problem. One of the reasons they haven't spent a ton on their offense, they haven't drafted good players. They haven't gotten productive guys. Najee Harris, they were right to not try to sign him to anything long-term. quarterback-wise, that's the position you'd actually be spending big money on. They've got guys that haven't been good. They've tried stopgap fixes. Bottom line. And then with the defense, and here's the thing that I've always said about this dynamic. If you have Mike Tomlin, and he is your de facto defensive coordinator, and he is supposed to be a force multiplier in some way like a quarterback should be for an offense if the quarterback's truly elite, and it's not as much of one, because it's much harder to be that impactful as a coach. I know Belichick was great for a long time. He also had Brady on the other side of the ball. But if Tomlin is supposed to be one of the best defensive minds going, wouldn't that be even more of an excuse for him, by the way, to go cheap on defense? Hey, I can get the most out of these guys. I'm the real star here, in a sense. I'm the guy they're paying a ton of money to. I'll make it worth their while. Wouldn't that make more sense? And then you go expensive on offense, which is not your forte, and try to buy the guys who are just good enough on their own? That's what I would think you would do. And yet they continue to go and do the opposite. Mike's Beer Bar's Fan Beer of the Month is New France Brewing's Carnegie Lager and supports the Simmons Center for Interstitial Lung Disease. Love Mike. Check out that Fan Beer of the Month at his place. Let's check out what Dave in Greensburg has to say at 412-928-9370. What's up, Dave?
Hey, not too much. Thanks for taking the call. I agree with you guys earlier about they don't have anybody right now that's up for a big contract on the offensive side. The thing will
Well, they don't have it on the defensive side. They don't have anybody now that Watt's locked up again on the defensive side. That's what we were saying earlier.
Okay, correct. But when they have Broderick Jones and Fonatanu and maybe a running back or something come up in another 2-3 years, maybe they have somebody that's...
Here's the problem. Okay, you said maybe. I was going to say, you're talking to the biggest Broderick Jones fan in Pittsburgh, Dave, but like he has to show that he's worth money.
I agree. But you also have to get that quarterback, and Tomlin still has yet. He's 0-1 on developing a quarterback. If he goes 0-2, I think he's done. If he doesn't develop the next one, Tomlin's out of here in 2-3 years.
So it's funny you mentioned that part of it on the side. I do think that this would be his last contract if they draft a guy next year and it's very slow to non-existent, and then the year after that it's really not impressive. I do think that would, you know, end up being the end of Mike Tomlin in Pittsburgh, because if for no other reason than I think he wouldn't want to continue to go through the process. I think he would either go into the media at that point after his current contract runs out, or I think he would go and look for a team that had underachieved with a somewhat established big-name quarterback and just hadn't gotten it done and say, well, hey, look, here I am. I can help your team. But yeah, it would be – it's a major mark against him on his resume that under his watch, and he has a lot of personnel say so, obviously, that they just have struck out repeatedly on quarterback, whether it's been a free agent quick fix like a Mitch Trubisky or a placeholder. Obviously, Pickett was a mess. Not wanting Mason Rudolph back after he had actually put them on a little bit of a heater at the end of the season 2 years ago. All that stuff. It all should come back on him. It all should reflect on his record. Just like Pickett should reflect on Kevin Colbert's legacy. Just like if Broderick Jones goes belly up at left tackle, that should reflect poorly on Omar Khan and Andy Weidel. The quarterback stuff, head coach has not bathed himself in glory, as I am fond of saying. Richie is on 93.7 The Fan. Hey, Richie.
Hey, Ballsy. I just wanted to let you know I'm a retired insurance manager and always loved numbers. And one thing nobody's mentioning, Watt was supposed to make $21 million this year under his current contract. Why the hell would they double his salary when he's obviously on a downward slide the second half of his career?
Richie, hold on. That's the point right there, my friend. They don't think that he's on a downward slide. They just don't. I mean, this goes back to what we said yesterday on the show. They clearly, more than anything else, it's a big-time show of faith in the player that last year's pretty bad second half, all things considered, they think was a blip on the radar and more of an anomaly than the start of a trend. That's the bottom line.
But consistently, he takes himself out in the critical and latter parts of games, and he's done that for years. And, you know, that's not an isolated situation. I don't ever remember, Joe Green or Lambert taking himself out.
The problem with him tapping out of games is the explanation has always been he goes so hard on every play that eventually he just runs out of gas. And my problem is he runs out of gas late in games. Like when you've got sometimes Highsmith and Herbig, or you've got two guys, or you've got one guy who is definitely not TJ Watt as one of your edge rushers with like 6 minutes to go because he's spun the motor out too hard. That's a problem. You're getting paid now best player in the NFL money other than quarterbacks because we think that you are that good. Okay, be on the field at the end of the game trying to close out games or trying to protect leads, whatever it might be, however you look at it, or trying to stop a team from taking a lead in a tie game. You're paying him like you think he can do that. He should at least be on the field. Continue to laugh, though, by the way, at the Steelers' insistence and certain people who cover the team's insistence on saying it's a four-year, $144 million deal. Ah, yes, that's definitely what everyone else thinks. Let's rip up the contract, and we're going to make sure that everyone thinks we didn't set the market again at edge rusher. That'll fool those agents. Huh, Myles Garrett must love the fact that TJ Watt's new contract paid him less, except it didn't. Remains, I will bring that up until my dying day in this business because it's such an absurd wrestling of control or wrestling for control of the narrative. Apparently everyone named Dave in the listening area is calling today. This one's up in Zelianople, so we've got this place just about surrounded with Daves. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Chris. This is the Dave you and Donnie both know. This is Donnie's landlord, Dave.
Oh, landlord.
No, it's really my wife that's the landlord. But at any rate,
you're the guy coming over fixing the crapper, though. That's the bottom line, right? Am I telling a lie here?
I haven't had to do that quite yet. So Donnie's taking care of it.
If you were Mark Cabali's landlord, if he was a renter, you'd be over there twice a day. Anyway.
At any rate, yeah, I know we talked about the TJ stuff before, and I've heard this Cowherd line about spending on offense. I mean, surely he's figuring in the Steelers aren't paying a quarterback any money. They're not paying $60 million for Dak Prescott, which is probably what percent of that spending on offense stat, or, you know, paying Tua $52 million.
Sure, but like the here's one. The Bengals have had more success more recently than the Steelers. They've been in a Super Bowl, and they're paying big money to a quarterback and a pair of wide receivers, especially in Chase's case. I think the guy that still is my pick for best in the game, even over Justin Jefferson. And I would, let me put it this way, in the way, Dave, that the NFL's configured now, I'd certainly rather roll the dice, because all these are rolls of the dice to some degree, on that kind of offensive spend versus a similar kind of defensive spend.
Understood. I guess the Steelers, they look at, you know, what's your two most important types of capital? Your money capital and your draft capital. So in the 2010s, they were paying Ben on offense, or paying Ben Bell, Brown, Pouncey, DeCastro, Al. You know, they're paying all their money on offense.
They did try this method. Yes, they did attempt this. And their defense, and by the way, was a sieve, which does not reflect well on the guy who runs that defense.
Right. But on the other side, then they used their draft capital, or tried to, you know, with Shazier, TJ, Hargrave, you know, those types of guys. That's what they try to do. So now they're just on the flip side of it. And all their draft capital is going towards two first-round tackles, which obviously have to work so far.
What you're really describing, what you're laying out here, Dave, is more like they just don't look like a really good football team. The quarterback papers over so much of these ills. But yeah, they're just, thanks for the call, they're just not a good team when you compare. Like, when he lays it out like that, they used all the picks on defensive players back in the Killer Bees era. They just still had Bupkis to show for it. Now they're doing it the flip side, and some of those offensive picks have been really disappointing early on. Not great. Not great, Bob. Reminder, listen to this very PM team on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, or watch it on YouTube, like many of our YouTube whack pack, and I say that with love, choose to do every single day while insulting me, Pony, or both of us, sometimes even Donnie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
walk-off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service here on the PM team. It's Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. That is where we find Butler, Pennsylvania, pride of one of the most famous people from Butler. I guess Brett Michaels might take that that crown right now, potentially at least. He's also a 2005 MLB All-Star. He is, of course, Matt Clement joining us again. Hey, Matt, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Doing well here as well. Solo Mulsey today. Pony taking some well-deserved time off for his daughter's second birthday. So he's like across the state just tweeting up a storm because he can't believe he missed the TJ Watt news, which we all had a good laugh about yesterday. but that's neither here nor there. So I know you're still down in Georgia, correct?
Yes, I am.
You were sending us pictures we were very jealous of from the stadium, I think, for the All-Star game, or was it the Derby? I can't remember which. I think it was the game itself.
It was a game, yes.
So I wanted to ask you about the Derby first, just your impressions really fast from what you saw from O'Neal Cruz, because he did hit a 513-foot bomb, people speculating that he was imagining Pony's face when he swung at the ball to hit 513 feet. Just what you thought about his performance, just the fact that he was even included in the Derby too.
I think MLB got what they wanted with him being in it. Like they wanted to see the majestic, long home runs, the exit velocities, probably the things that a lot of people get frustrated with when he doesn't do well that gets made a big deal about. But that event, you know, it's like the guy dunking in the all and the slam dunk contest. Like, you want to see those guys that do that. And I thought he showed up too. Like he gave some of the long home runs. He didn't win it, but gave his purpose for being in it was the oohs and the ahs. What you saw, you can always say, you can see the other players when they watch that stuff, how they react, and they definitely reacted to him. And on a side note, I thought it was really cool, Cal Raleigh with his dad and brother. I mean, is it getting any better than that, winning that event?
It's the year of Cal Raleigh, man. It's Cal Raleigh's world, and we're all currently just living in it right now. What did you think of the swing-off to end the game itself? I'm curious about that one because, you know what it felt like to me? Something very cool in the moment where I was like, yeah, that's pretty awesome. And then I had this horrible, dreaded thought, Matt, where I went, oh, wow, this got such a good reaction that baseball is going to try to actually end games after 12 innings if they're still tied by having a swing off and real ones that count.
You know, the weird part for me was, like, you know, we played the whole game. You have some candidates to win the MVP, and then it gets decided in the swing off who wins the MVP. That part to me was a little confusing to me. It makes sense because he did basically end it, but, you know, it did nothing that was a baseball game action. I would hope the MLB doesn't do that. I actually had a similar feeling about it. Very cool for the All-Star game. I remember the one in Milwaukee that went on.
Ending in a tie. They have that shot of them going over to Bud Selig. He's sitting in the stands. It's horrifying.
Yes, yes. And this was way better. Like, you couldn't burn people's arms. You probably had coaches and GMs saying, don't use my guy. And the players trying, because it still meant home field advantage at the time. So the players trying to, like, figure it out. And that was a nightmare. Again, like, we like to criticize, everybody likes to criticize MLB and NBA and NFL for making dumb decisions. Adding that to the All-Star game, great idea. No chance at burning arms. You can figure out how you want to use your arms as a coach the whole game. And the way it ended, it was pure excitement. And of course, Schwarber, like he usually does in those events, puts on a show. My complaint in both topics would be, and it's the same as I said last week about the slam dunk. Let's get Schwarber and Judge and all these dudes out there.
Let's get the boppers out there. Yeah, I just saw a clip of Frank Thomas winning it. Had to be like 30 years ago, maybe. I feel it was in Chicago or something like that. In Texas, Frank Thomas winning it, and that was about as big of a name as you could get. We're talking, of course, with the pride of Butler, former MLB All-Star, longtime MLB pitcher Matt Clement here on 93.7 The Fan. Got a bunch of quick hitters for you in a minute, but Pirates are going to start the second half of the season tonight, Matt, such as it is. They've played more than half the games, obviously. What are you going to be looking for and watching with this team as they're way out of the race? So what do you kind of zero in on the rest of the way here that you're going to be kind of paying close attention to or paying more attention to with this team?
Well, in the immediate, obviously, the two things in the immediate. One is, you know, how they respond for how bad it finished. Mm-hmm. You know, are they going to come out in the same kind of vein where they were struggling so bad? And, you know, they haven't been able to score runs all year, but it was really bad the last, you know, that last road trip. So how are they going to respond? Are you going to get a jolt of energy? Is Donnie Kelly going to be able to kind of revive them again? It seems like every time they start going way downhill, his influence in some way has kind of brought them up. And this is the dog days are coming. Like, the dog days of August are coming. So that's the first immediate. And then the second immediate thing is, like, you know, what's going to happen with the trade deadline? Like, who are they going to trade? What are the moves going to be made? And, you know, it's going to be interesting, you know, what they decide to do here, because there's a lot of ways to go. But to me, to really improve this offense, you have to, you know, I think the thing that people don't understand or don't realize is you got to give somebody up to get somebody. Mm-hmm. So, like, you just aren't going to magically start getting two or three guys to plug in this lineup unless you're giving up some of your dudes. And when I say dudes, it's your prospects. You know, it's your guys that you know are thought of highly. So it's not an easy fix, or, you know, it's not an easy situation for Ben Cherington to go into this with.
Matt, we just had a listener text in and say, fast fact, I went to Matt Clement pitching school back in the day. I doubt Matt would remember, but it is 1,000% something that happened. He then added on, I think Neil Walker took me deep twice the following week. So I don't think that's your fault. I think that's more of a Neil Walker being good thing than a Matt Clement pitching school not teaching this particular listener what they needed.
It could be a both thing. It could be a both thing, honestly. That's why I'm not giving pitching lessons.
Matt, I wanted to get your take on this other part before we get to kind of would you or would you not trade this guy? What do you think is going to happen? We'll go through a couple rapid fires, but we're now, 13 days from the deadline. We're basically 2 weeks out. I mean, what happens in a clubhouse? What's it like when you know there's going to be guys on expiring deals, like one-year contract guys? Hey, they're going to get dealt. But what about with guys like Mitch Keller when, if you're somebody who's come up with him, who's played for a while with him, and you feel like you're in limbo, how is that? How do you navigate that in the clubhouse, trying to focus on baseball while knowing these people that you consider friends, obviously, in many cases, good friends, might be in a different uniform in the not-too-distant future?
You know, I was one of the guys that name came up a lot because I was never, like, the star of the staff, and I was a guy that had potential that somebody would be interested in kind of, like, making better. So I felt like every year I was one of those guys, at least, that was on the block potentially, or at least on the the side of the block or close to it. And, you know, it that person, there's some nerves. There's your family you're worrying about. There's like where I could end up being. Is this going to be somewhere I want to be? So but there's a little bit of excitement too. Like, hey, they might send me to somewhere where I have a chance to win this year and get a ring and be in the race and show what I can do in that situation. And then as far as like the friends, it's a great question because that's something that people don't think about. Like, you have relationships, and even if you know, like, I mean, I'd be shocked if Tommy Pham doesn't get traded. Even if he's not somebody you came up with, but like, he might be a mentor to somebody that we don't know in that clubhouse right now. Somebody might be like feeling like he's really helped them. So losing somebody that you start to like get close to, or you've been close to or roomed with in the minor leagues, it can be a little bit emotional, but at the same time, if it's somebody you're close with, you're excited for them. In this situation, you're leaving from being 16 and a half games down to maybe getting to go somewhere where you have a chance to win and see them like thrive when it really matters.
Rapid fire with Butler's own Matt Clement, former MLB pitcher, of course, here on the PM team. All right, let's go through some of these players. Let's assume we already know Adam Frazier. He's gone. They get a 28-year-old who's never played MLB ball yet in Cam Devaney coming back. Let's assume Andrew Heaney, Tommy Pham, Caleb Ferguson, all guys who are going to be gone. Okay, that would be my assumption. Yep. I think you feel the same way. Let's talk about some of the more weighty ones. What would you do? What do you expect to happen? However you want to go, I'll just throw out a name. You tell me your thoughts on it. David Bednar.
As much as I love David Bednar, I would trade him. And it's not because I don't think he's good enough. He's the heart. Like, he embodies Pittsburgh, everything else. But he's kind of like revived himself. I think his value is pretty high right now. I don't know if it will be higher, even if he finishes like he's pitching right now, if it'll be higher later. And give him the chance to go win too. If Charrington's shown they can do well, it's with these arms and with this bullpen. And so like, replace with the arms, show that you have this stockpile of arms. That's where you're strong. If it can help get a bat or a minor league bat that's getting close or whatever the case may be. Love David. Don't want him to leave, but I would trade him.
All right, three more. Dennis Santana.
I would hold on to him. I think that he's young enough. He's just kind of, I guess, young enough in his success that he's just, kind of getting going. And those are the kind of guys that you can kind of go 2-3 years where you get a lot of use out of them. And Pirates have a history of guys like him that really get things going and could find a kind of fall into that closer role if Bednar would go.
IKF, by the way, another guy who's obviously going to be gone. That probably is going to open up a spot for Cam Devaney to actually play in the major leagues. All right, so Dennis Santana, keep. We got two more. I'll save the big one for last. Keep Ryan Hayes.
I would get rid of him. Only, and again, great defender. Bat unfortunately hasn't come through. But the reason I get rid of him is you shred that contract and give yourself some more flexibility. And I know Pittsburgh doesn't want to hear about shedding contracts or not spending money. But you have, it seems like the Cubs and the Yankees are two of the teams that are interested. So they got the plentiful people to give you. If you can get a good deal out of him and kind of start over and, reorganize that money somewhere else or for next year, that's what I'd do.
Last one, Mitch Keller.
I would also trade him. I think that at this point, like, he's getting to the big part of the contract. And he is somebody that can get you some major league bats. Like I said, when I started this, before we got to this rapid fire, you got to give up to get. And Mitch Keller is somebody that could help somebody win a World Series this year or get to the playoffs or achieve their goals. And he's getting the big part of the contract. You have Bubba Chandler waiting to fill his spot. I personally think that I wouldn't be opposed to Bubba Chandler if I could get some big-time players. And that's kind of off the board and not what people want to hear. But like I said, you've got to give up to get. And Pittsburgh's not going to be – the fans aren't going to be satisfied with just bringing in, okay, they need us. This lineup needs a splash. And I think Mitch Keller, of the people you've named especially, is the one dude that can fetch you that splash.
Matt Clement, he's a true media guy, giving big takes, even saying it's time to deal David Bednar. Even if we don't want to do it, you got to do it. Matt, always a pleasure, man. Thank you. We'll talk again next week.
All right. Thanks, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.